sometimes brutal, always out of love. Aww. The K92 Morning Thangs, let's be honest.
We say good morning to Ian. Hello, Ian.
Hey, good morning.
Now, Ian, I have your back knowing nothing, but I'll at least leave the door open because I hear you're being forced to do something against your will, Ian.
Yeah, she's forcing me.
Okay.
She wants me to eat healthy.
Oh, okay.
That's hard.
Oh.
Well, maybe there's more.
Oh, now I know. Now I have to listen to Monica gloat over here because I'm going to probably be on her side. So, Ian, just to bring everybody in on this, you reach out. Your wife is trying to force you to eat healthy, and you, quote, don't want to.
No, I don't want to at all. You know, she's been on this diet kick recently.
Okay.
She wants to lose weight. I think she looks great.
Sure. Which and, that is the correct answer. Uh-huh. Absolutely.
You know, I feel like I look, you know, I'm not the best looking guy in the world, but I'm not too big.
I'm good enough.
You know, and I like eating Taco Bell, but she wants to get all healthy. And so, you know, she's trying to make me do it with her. And I can't do it.
Okay. Are you a picky eater?
Picky in that I like Taco Bell.
Well, I do too. but I also like healthy food. For me, it's a balance.
Yeah, you know, you have a balance, yeah.
Just yesterday, this is one of my best friends from college, and we sort of had that group thread thing going on, and he had to run a bunch of tests because his liver was being weird. So he went back for his follow-up test, and everything's fine now,
good,
and he's good to go.
That's good.
But he has high cholesterol. And he says, I am not telling my wife because she's going to make me eat kale, and I don't want to eat kale.
It's all right to eat kale here and there, right? Some healthy
What's
balance.
The matter with kale, Ian?
Yeah, no, I'd rather die of cholesterol.
Wow.
That
took a hard turn,
it
Ian.
Did.
Ian, I feel like there was steps in between from where we started and where.
Okay.
Right, just season it up.
Let me ask this question. Who makes the meals in your house?
She does.
Well, then you're eating healthy, Ian.
Oh, well.
Well, she does, or the guy at Taco Bell does.
Hello, Kate.
Hey.
Hi. Go ahead.
So I'm on the wife's side because I do the same thing with my husband. It's out of love, trying to make sure that 35 years doesn't end now.
Right.
That it goes on till 70, 80, because nobody wants that life insurance right here, right now.
Exactly. 70, 80. I'm trying to get to 110. Look, Kate, I'll go to the nursing homes, and I see 98% women. I think,
Yeah.
It's a nice little fishing pool.
Did you manage to convince him?
Some days are better than others.
Okay. I understand.
Just in terms of, because I do the cooking. So if I'm on top of my game that day, then he is too. But if I'm not on top of my game, then he tends to slack off.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I wonder if there just needs to be a bribery situation. It's sort of, hey, if you can go out without Taco Bell for 1 month, you get to whatever it is.
You could do that.
A reinforcement system.
Right. We call that positive reinforcement.
Positive reinforcement. Yeah. I got
perverted
you.
Perverted reinforce a positive. Hi, Courtney.
So my husband did keto, and he lost about 60 pounds, and he tried and tried to get me to do it. I'm overweight. I've got, you know, family history of health problems. And so after 2 years, I finally did it. We're 7 months in, and I've lost 50 pounds, and
Look
I feel
that.
Amazing.
See?
Nice.
Congratulations.
And you get to be in what is a great situation, and this is the situation that Ian is in, too. Thank you, Courtney. It's really easy to eat healthy and awesome when someone else lays out all your meals for you.
Yeah, just waiting for you.
I always feel that too. I mean, that's a struggle
meal planning
for me.
Is hard.
I'm the one who asked the meal plan. And boy, we got these brioche buns sitting around, and I'd like to make me a burger, that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
That's where the challenge comes in. But
that's
if I had professional Tom Brady nutritionist laying it all out for me.
You don't have to worry about it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Just think of her as your own personal trainer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I know that she's coming at it from a place of love, but you know, I also am in love with tacos.
What do you love more, your wife?
I'll tell you what, we're gonna get Ian and his tacos a room, and I also feel like I don't even want to watch him eat a taco because I feel like there's things he does with his tongue that are just plain wrong.